olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/Samoan.
What is harder, the expectation of a pastor's kid or the expectations of a famous NRL star?
Oh, yeah. I think it's both hard, but I try not to play it on my mind a lot. I think just being myself and the role model to the younger kids is a bit more important as well. But yeah, I don't play much on my mind like being a pastor's kid. But yeah, I just know that there's a lot of eyes and I'm representing my parents out there. And if I do something stupid, it falls on, like on the field, it falls onto my parents. And then that's when the pastor's kid card comes out. And that doesn't look good on my parents. But yeah, I try and just wherever I go, just try and look respectful and like be respectful because I'm representing my parents as well. And yeah, like you guys said, they are pastors and I'm representing them every time I'm out on the field and every time I'm out and about. So, yeah.
And your family, yeah, you're totally right. You know, if you win, your family wins, your whole village wins, all of Samoa wins. NRL has been able to give our Pacifica kids financial, I guess, blessings.
Yeah.
What are some of the opportunities that NRL has been able to give you and your family?
Something big that I'm looking at right now is buying my parents a house. It's really helped me my career right now, put me in a good financial state to even be thinking about buying my parents a house. But I think that's just the blessings that God has gifted me to give back to my parents. But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing that footy has like blessed me with right now, financially, to be in a state to buy my parents their first house.
That's awesome. One thing that's pretty cool to see is how you and the other Samoan athletes and the PI athletes have really changed the way Australians see Western Sydney, you know, Islander kids, away from the struggle street crime image to like spirited, funny, passionate, all good things.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, still very proud of humble beginnings, but we're proud of living in Western Sydney. How important is it to you being that positive role model to young Pacific kids from the area?
It's really important. And me and the boys talk about it a lot, especially the boys from Maunae. Basically, most of the Polynesian boys at Penrith, me, Mose, Spencer, Romy, Bizza, we talk about it a lot that every time we play, we're playing for our people back, obviously back in Samoa and our people where we came from, which is Mount Jordan. We try and set a good example for those people because growing up, it was like hard. If you're from Maunae, it's like hard to make it to grade. There was only like two people that made it to NRL when we were younger. And I think this is like the type of pathway that we're trying to make that there's so many of us now playing in our role, and the only thing that's stopping the young kids is their choices and the group of friends that they put themselves around, especially with a lot of the violence that's going on now with the younger generation. We just want to set that example that they can make it, and it'll be good for them because it gives back to their parents as well, and they're playing probably the best, their favorite sport as their dream job as well. So, couple of examples.
Massive. And what advice would you give to, what advice would you give to young kids that always come up to you and they want to be the next Critter or Bizza? What's your one-liner advice? You say, or sacrifice.
If they have a dream, don't let anyone tell them that they can't do it. And it falls in line with how I grew up. It was really hard to make it to NRL, and I didn't make those rep sides when I was younger. And I see a lot of kids now, they don't make the first rep side, the under 14s or 15s, and like their dreams are shattered. Like they think they can't do it anymore. And like that's my message to them, that it's never too late. Your hard work goes a long way, and whenever someone tells you that you can't do something, you prove them wrong with your actions. And those exact people that tell you that you can't do it. They'll be there when you make it big, and they'll be there trying to be your mate and things like that. But you remember those people that you're down when nothing's going for you. But yeah, you definitely remember your real ones that were there right at the start. But yeah, that's just hard work beats talent a lot of the time. So yeah.
Do you have someone that you look up to as your hero? Like, who's your hero?
Probably, obviously my parents. My parents and definitely Christian as well. He's really helped me on the field and off the field in my footy aspect. But just in life, I think my parents they made a massive decision to move from Samoa when I was a baby. Just got up and made the decision to come to Australia. I didn't know where we were going to live. Didn't know where it would take us. But I think that massive sacrifice that they did to come here, and for my parents to try and raise, at that time it was five of us, with only my dad working, was a massive sacrifice. But yeah, that's the main reason why I've got the opportunity now to just pay them back, so they can relax and do their thing now, while us younger siblings can give back to them.
Like, share, mafa'ali so finangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.